Yeah, hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Hi, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Thank you. And now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, your opinion?
What is the what, did you say?
The biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today. I have economy, taxes, education, healthcare, environment, crime, and drugs. What do you think?
I think I'll let you talk to my husband. He can.
Okay.
He follows that stuff better than I do.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Yeah, hi. I was talking to your wife. I was asking her, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota? My name is Ted. We're conducting an opinion research. It's a statewide public opinion poll. What do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Get rid of the governor.
Okay.
And all his cronies.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion? The planet.
What is the most pressing global issue concerning the climate?
Global environmental issue, like water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation. What do you think?
Population.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing the state of Minnesota? What do you think? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species.
We have got a population out of control. Radical.
The environmental issue faced in Minnesota?
That controls it all.
Okay, thank you. And now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Mining, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
How good shape is it?
No, the performance of the following Minnesota industry, the environmental performance, mining, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
So good.
Thank you. How about refining? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about electric utilities? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And agriculture and farming? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Forest products, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Right on. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? U.S. Forest Service, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Environmental groups that I don't get along, so I would say poor.
Thank you. Forest and timber industries. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. County land departments, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
Significant.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as Harvard, fewer than Harvard?
So it's the replant same, so whatever they take, the plant back.
You said the same?
Yep.
Thank you. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota first today than in the 1970s?
Thank you. More.
More. Thank you.
They said do something about controlling all the diseases and stuff. There won't be any trees left.
Right. And do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, yes or no?
No.
No? Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
No impact.
I'm sorry?
Doesn't have any effect on wildlife.
No? No impact? Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel that it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no? Yeah, no? Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of the Minnesota state economic, a minor component of the Minnesota state economic, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economic?
Significant.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Do you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
No,
thank you. We already have 70%. There's only a few more questions. I appreciate your patience and your time. Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making a $1 million investment in its forest industry workforce, Wisconsin Investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin Investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
And to increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed by the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
Plus.
What is it?
Plus.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community that you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Thank you. Is your annual house household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $99,999, $100,000 plus?
Don't have to answer that. No answer.
Which one?
No answer.
Okay. No problem. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And which of the following categories would you put your job or business, manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
All of the above, actually. I'm retired. I'm working in agriculture and another job besides that.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a nice night. Take care. Appreciate it.